Bible reading number 25, Genesis 21, verses 9 through 21. Hagar and Ishmael were sent away. Sarah saw the son of Hagar making fun of Isaac. This Egyptian woman had given birth to him for Abraham. Then Sarah said to Abraham, "Make this slave woman and her son go away. The son of this slave woman will not share the inheritance with my son Isaac." This matter about Abraham's son Ishmael was a very bad situation for Abraham. However, God said to Abraham, "Don't be worried about the boy or your slave woman. Do everything that Sarah says to you. Listen to her, because your descendants will be declared through Isaac. I will also make a nation from the son of this slave woman, because he is your descendant too." Abraham rose up early in the morning and got some food and a container of water. He gave them to Hagar and her boy, putting it on her shoulder. Then he sent her and the boy away. She left and wandered around in the desert of Beersheba. When the water from the container was gone, she put the boy in the shade under one of the bushes. She went and sat down by herself nearby, about 100 yards away. She thought, "I do not want to see my child die." She was sitting across from him, weeping loudly. But God heard the cry of the young boy. The angel of God called out to Hagar from the sky, "What's the matter, Hagar? Don't be afraid. God has heard the boy crying over there. Get up. Take hold of him and help him up. I will make him into an important nation." Then God caused her to see a well of water. She went and filled the container with water. Then she gave some to the boy. And God was with the boy. Ishmael grew up and lived in the desert. He became a hunter. He could shoot arrows very well. He lived in the Paran Desert. His mother got a wife for him from the land of Egypt.